Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I really do mean welcome. I love to have an audience to whom I can speak. I love you and your lives and what you're trying to do for God in so many ways. I love the emails that I receive from you. They mean a great deal to me. And I just put in a little statement here. I am really thank you for the masses and so many gifts that you've sent me while I've been recovering. I am very, very grateful. Well, we look today to the third Sunday of Advent, and we have a reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, 1 to 6, and then verse 10. The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. The glory of Lebanon will be given to them, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, I'm interjecting this. I really pray that a lot. Pray for strength. Pray to follow the Lord. Pray to be obedient to him. Be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication. He came in the flesh for us. And we just, we can have a good party. Or something like that. No, God has gone before us in Christ, has gone before us showing us in many ways what he's asking of us is to follow him, to be like him. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag, and then the tongue of the mute will sing. Look what God promises. Look what God lays out before us. But to follow him, how important it is to follow him. If you have to start with the Ten Commandments, start there. But the call is to follow him, and he will be faithful to you. Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee. But our problem is we don't gather. Our problem, you say, well, gee, we gather in church every Sunday. That's true. But it's of one mind and one heart to give ourselves to the Word made flesh who dwelt among us, who came on our behalf to show us the way to heaven. Do you really pay attention to that? What other way could God have had to show his incredible love for us, that he became like us in all things but sin? He became like you and me, except for sin, in order to save us and redeem us. Brothers and sisters, ponder that today. This is what God did for you, not for multi-billions. He did it for you. You're one of those people that he longs to draw closer to himself and follow after him. And then, brothers and sisters, we take a look. Psalm 146 simply says, which is, I think, a prayer for all of us today, Lord, come and save us. The Lord God keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. And the Lord protects strangers. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, through all generations. We cry out, Lord, come and save us. That's what he desires to do for us, to save us. And we say so often, think of this now. So often we think, oh, I can take care of this. I can handle this. And there are things we can do, things we've been given gifts and talents to do by God. At the same time, take everything, even when you think you know what you're doing. Go to him first and say, Lord, bless this, or show me if there's anything, any way you want me to do it differently. You could do it when you make a morning offering. You could do it in the middle of the day if that's where you think you need it. But every day, offer your work. Offer your day to the Lord. Say, Lord, I love you. I'm right here. I will do what you want. If there's anything you want other than what I'm doing, show me. Teach me. He wants to save us all, brothers and sisters. All of the time he wants to save us. The second reading is taken from the letter of James, chapter 5, verses 7 to 10. Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. Be patient. That's what he says. But, oh, isn't that hard? Why doesn't God reveal himself now? You know, we don't know. He knows when. He wants to save as many people as he can. He wants us to be saved. So be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You too must be patient. Make your hearts firm, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. Hear that. Because the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not complain, brothers and sisters, about one another, that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing before the gates. Take as an example of hardship and patience, brothers and sisters, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Read the prophets. Read them in the Old Testament. Look at what God's doing. He's leading us. He's guiding us. I know one day seems like 1,000 years or 1,000 years one day sometimes. It depends on the circumstances. But brothers and sisters, God is preparing for you to meet him. We celebrate his first coming at Christmas, but we're going to celebrate a coming when he comes for the whole world. Will we be ready? That's what he asks of us. And then we take a look at the gospel from Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 to 11. When John the Baptist heard in prison, now notice John's in prison, because of the works of Christ that he was doing, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? And Jesus said to them in reply, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. Oh, you got to prove it more. I need more proof before I believe that God is coming, God is coming. Christmas is a holiday. No, no, no. Christmas is one of the holiest days of the year, only exceeded by his resurrection from the dead. He loves us. We want to wait for him. We want to obey him day in and day out, always waiting for his coming. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you so that we can come to him. Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. My goodness, brothers and sisters, read that carefully. Don't say you don't understand it. Of course you can. It's faith is the question. Where you have problem, it's with faith. look at what God promises to those who follow him. So this is quite a lesson at this point. That we need to heed the words of the Lord. He's speaking as loudly to us as he possibly can, and as often as he possibly can. What do you want? Do you want a TV camera in your ear 24/7 of God speaking to you? That's not the way God works. How attentive are you? How faithful are you to what God asks of you as a Christian, as a Catholic? What does God ask of you? It's what's most important. Today we celebrate Gaudete Sunday, Sunday of joy, right in the middle of Advent. And we want to meditate, to reflect, and to immerse ourselves in the mystery of joy. Really, this is the time to rejoice that we have a Savior who's come in the flesh for us, for you and for me. And he will come again at the end of the world. Oh, brothers and sisters, do you hunger for him? Do you pray for him? Do you praise him? Do you thank him? Do you bless him in your own way? Are you willing to be a follower of Jesus Christ? That's what it really means, to follow, so that you can fully participate in what he gives of himself now and what he will give himself in eternity. He will give himself to you. Are you ready? Are you willing? Or if you have laxed, if you have turned around, if you have lapsed in some way, brothers and sisters, simply ask God's forgiveness and get up and start again. That's where the faithfulness is. It isn't in our producing a performance. It's our willingness to be attentive to him, to listen to him, to do what he asks us to do. Brothers and sisters, the church does not say, no Gaudete Sunday this year. She says, rejoice in the Lord. The world is in travail and in turmoil, but God says, rejoice in me, rejoice. There is pain and suffering, and there is the temptation to anxiety, and there are the disappointments. But there is God saying, in Domino, in the Lord, is joy. Let us sing then with all our hearts, not just on Gaudete Sunday, but always. And let us dance under the wreath of eternity, that all joy is in God. And when he disappoints us through ephemeral things, we think that we're disappointed. When he allows us to be disappointed in persons, when he allows us to experience such disappointment in ourselves, he is only saying what he told Paul to say to us, rejoice in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, that's what God is asking of us. We have a Savior. We have a Savior who came to redeem us. We have a Savior who infinitely loves us. May we follow him faithfully. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.